For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
So, Travis, this will be your first time, I think, participating
yes.
in this particular side of Meg-splaining on Fridays. Usually when we have everybody together, but we like inviting guests in. We do something called the Relationship Roundtable.
Relationship Roundtable.
So helpful.
It really is.
So what I do is on Instagram, my Instagram handle, at megawaffles22 with 1G. I'll put out a prompt. I'll say, hey, if anybody needs a little advice on their love life, their relationships, you know, we'll keep it anonymous. You send it here. We'll address it as a show. And so then we go through some of our listeners' problems.
All right.
Are you ready to help the
people? We try and help them, right?
I'm up for the task.
Okay, this one's pretty straightforward. This comes from D. He wants to know, how much time between the first and second date should you wait if both people want to see each other again?
Well, how do you know the other person wants to see you?
I guess you're assuming that the chemistry was really strong on the first date, so...
Or can I got
this? Or you're texting after, so it's an immediate reply.
Go ahead.
D, you already messed up. I mean, listen, if the first date was good enough where you're thinking about a second date, at the end of the first date, you set up the second date, or you at least plant the seed. Hey, we got to do this again. This was so fun. Okay, you call me? No, I'll call you.
Setting up the second date.
You got to set it up.
The first date's a little aggressive, I think.
What?
Because what if she's not into it? Then all of a sudden you look thirsty. Now you're trying to see her again, you know? Maybe she's
you don't look thirsty.
You look confident.
You look focused, yeah. Right. You know what you want.
Mm.
Women always say, listen, I just want a man that knows what he wants. A man that's in charge. D, you done messed up. You got to set this up, brother. I'm not saying you have to make the second date on the first date, but what I'm saying is you must at least have the inertia. You got to have the ball rolling that, hey, we're going to do this again, baby. This was great.
Yeah.
You already messed up.
I think there's some truth to that. I also think there is some truth to the idea that if you had a good time on a date and you want to see her again, you say, hey, I had a really nice time, and then you wait a day, let her think about it a little more, and then then she's more likely to say, yeah. If you say at the end of the first day, hey, that was really great, let's start doing the second day, let's go, what are you doing next Thursday, whatever.
Well, you don't have to take out your calendar and your phone.
Well, you just say you're scheduling the day. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that could – I could see it, like I'm just thinking back when I was there, I could see that going wrong for me. You know, I could see that being something where
yeah, but
I need
if it
to, like,
goes wrong, then at least you know immediately and you're not wasting time.
But it could have gone right if I played it different is what I'm saying. You know, like if I look too eager, if I look like, wow, let's go, come on, let's go out again. Like, you know what I mean? Like that can not always look good. I think women can sometimes be turned off by that.
So from a female perspective, I'll say I think guys pay attention to that too much. They worry too much about should I wait 48 hours before texting? Why isn't she texting back immediately? When do I message? What way? What do I do for the second date? Like, if it's really good, it doesn't matter if it's the end of the date and you say, hey, that was really great, like maybe sometime next week. And she's not going to be like, if it was really great, she's not going to be like, ooh. He just assumes that we're going on a second date. And she also won't go home and be like, well, now that I've had 24 hours, I've decided I want to see this person again. It's all games. And there is like some
Leave him wanting more a little, you know? Like,
no, she knows during date one if she's going out.
Oh, she's decided in the first 5 minutes. She's like, there's either.
I thought that was if there's going to be sex or not.
Well, do you think that that doesn't include the second date?
I mean, yeah, it's third date usually.
So if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, this guy's a weirdo and I can't wait to get out of here, or he's just boring or something, like, you know that pretty immediately, and you're going to know that at the end of the date. And if that's the vibe, you're probably not going to end the date by being like, this was awesome, let's do this as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, D, in the time it took for you to, you know, send this message, you could have been setting up the second date. yeah, you know, time is of the essence here.
That's
true. You need to jump on this.
I also feel like in today's, and I don't know, I mean, I'm saying today, the last time for me was like 9 years ago, but like in the dating world now, it's so immediate that she and he might both have other things set up during the week, you know, like, and who knows, maybe that goes really well. So you don't necessarily want to get too
old. No. That's where you get in trouble.
Well,
if you start always leaving the door open, going like, well, what if somebody's better next week? There's this girl that looks really hot in the pictures on the app.
Right.
And I have something with her. And then you go sit down with her and you realize it's a total catfish. And you're like, well, I could be sitting with the girl from last week who was really fun.
You ever get catfished?
No.
You ever get catfished?
No, I was out of the game.
I've never done dating apps.
I wouldn't say it was catfish, but I got a couple of like pictures that were very different from the, you know, like
it was them. Yeah.
But it was either an old picture or very filtered or, you know, like it was actually, so I can't say it's catfish is when it's like a different person.
I've gotten catfished with like an apartment before where I was going to go look at an apartment to rent, and I go in there and I'm like, this does not look like the photos. Like,
Where's Neve?
I've gotten real estate catfished.
Oh,
that sounds bad. All right. What else we got?
Okay. This is from Jeff. And again, this kind of goes along with it. We get a request kind of like this from time to time. Jeff wants to know best place to meet women without the apps.
Best place to meet women without the app? Like
not being on Tinder or something. Like best either activity, bars, restaurants, whatever to meet women.
I know the best place to meet cougars is Abe and Louie's.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's known for.
Do you know this from experience?
Not first-hand experience, but second-hand, yes. I have friends.
What do you mean second-hand?
Who would go cougar hunting at
Abe and Louie's. You didn't go with them.
I did not.
You weren't like
I
out on the safari.
But I was. It was when I was with Cindy. And Cindy used to live right by there. So we'd go, you know, we'd walk around and I'd see my friend. They'd be over at Abe and Louie's just, you know, on the hunt. On the hunt for a nice
on the safari
cougar pelt up on their wall. But yeah, that's where you meet the cougars. I don't know where you meet girls now. I have no idea where you meet women these days.
I mean, when you weren't on apps,
you know, bars, I guess, like whatever bar we happen to be at, like that's pretty much it, you know. We didn't do it. It's not like I'd go hiking or anything, you know. I wasn't part of like a running club or whatever. I hear running clubs are really popular now, but
yeah.
I wasn't doing stuff.
I think a lot of the sports teams, like, and we've mentioned this before, like if you're in a softball league or a kickball league, that's all just to meet people,
right?
That's all people do that for. I live in Southie. There's one like every single night, every variation of whatever you're looking for. I can't imagine that those are for anything else.
Those adult kickball leagues. Kind of like adult Disney, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that same kind of vibe, like, you know, grow up, like play a real sport.
Yeah.
Kickball.
I always had
kindergarten? Like, come on.
I had a lot of luck with functions of your current friend group.
Yes.
So what I mean is like, you know, when your friends would have social gatherings, whether at their place or a cookout or a barbecue or something like that.
Your friend's girlfriend's friend.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Exactly. People in your social circle when they would host some sort of social gathering, you go as a single person. There's other single people there. You have mutual friends there. There's people saying, oh, you know, Travis is single. Oh, so-and-so single. Oh, and I would kill it at those. So I would say whoever your friend group is, find out who's having a shindig, whether it's a fight party or whatever, a family reunion, doesn't matter. Go to it and you're welcome.
I always feel proud when I throw a party where people go home together.
See?
Like, this happened at my Christmas party a year ago, mm-hmm. and I was like or 2 years ago, I was very mm-hmm. proud. Mm-hmm. Two of my friends went home together, and they were together for like 3 months, and then it blew up.
Yeah.
But they hadn't met each other before, and I was like, I feel like this is the mark of a great shindig.
Absolutely, and think about it. When you're single, you want to get out of the house. You don't want to be stuck in the house,
right.
So you hang out with your friends anyway. Instead of y'all just going to a bar, wait till one of them is having something, go to that, and voila.
So Cindy and I got married during COVID. We got married in 2020 that summer. I had one groomsman there because no one else could make it. And she had all of her bridesmaids because they all live locally. And my groomsman friend hooked up with one of the and it was as proud as I've ever been.
See?
The two people who didn't know each other prior to the wedding.
That's right.
Got together and got it on at the wedding. I thought that was really, really cool.
It must be some like Italian grandmother genes that come through where you're like you're like, oh, yes, I'm matchmaking.
Yeah. You know?
Cupid comes out of, the altar and zings his arrow. But yeah, that's what happened. And then 8 months later, it ended very, very badly.
Yeah, but that's not your problem.
Not my problem. I did my job.
That's right.
We put love in the air, and Cupid's arrow found its mark.
The only thing that I would say, and I have touched on this before, but as a woman, the absolute last place to try to pick women up, I promise you,
pickleball
is
court.
The gym.
Yeah.
Is the gym. Do not approach women if they are actually working out at the gym. If she's walking around in a cute set and she's just on her phone or something, like maybe that's different. If you're on the treadmill or you're like lifting free weights, do not approach her. She's just getting a workout in. She's not looking to go out with you.
What if you have a perfect body like I do and you just want to, you know, that, you know, they're going to be receptive.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah. They need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because they see this.
Of course, how could you not?
And then you start wagging your head back and forth because you have,
to get the water
you have an ear infection.
Some women find that sexy, you know?
It's like, it's wow. Like that's your calling card?
Oh, yeah. It's like a mating dance, you know?
Look at those fluids dripping out of his ear. He's so hot.
Yeah. Wow, he must be really...
I bet he's on antibiotics.
He must be on amoxicillin. All right, there you go. That is Meg explaining another great addition. The Relationship Roundtable.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trout pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.